With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ukraine says it has no evidence for Russia's claim that dozens of prisoners of war died in a shot-down plane.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Kyiv's forces shot down the plane despite having been informed that Ukrainian prisoners of war were on board. He added, I don't know whether they did this on purpose or by mistake, through thoughtlessness, but it is obvious that they did it. Ukraine's military intelligence chief, Lieutenant Colonel Kirilo Budanov, said that Kyiv had no verifiable information about who was on the plane. A video posted by Russia's top investigative agency appeared to show investigators collecting human remains at the crash scene. Kyiv has neither confirmed nor denied that its forces downed a Russian military transport plane that day.
That's correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. CIA Director William Burns is helping President Biden with efforts toward a deal to release the remaining hostages held by the terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby gave an update this week.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President Al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call of President Al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago. To discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
The nation's gross domestic product grew at an annual pace of 3.3% in October, November, and December. But economist Stephen Moore says the news is not all good for American consumers and families.
Average American has lost about 3% of their paycheck adjusted for inflation since Biden came into office. That is to say, most Americans are poorer as a result of Biden's policies.
Economist Stephen Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that the persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says 1 in 7 Christians on Earth are being persecuted, including 1 in 5 in Africa and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress are expected to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats also think it could be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The U.S. Navy is starting to enlist individuals who didn't graduate from high school or get a GED.
It marks the second time in about a year that the service has opened the door to lower-performing recruits as it struggles to meet enlistment goals. The decision follows a move in December 2022 to bring in a larger number of recruits who score very low on the Armed Services Qualification Test. Both are fairly rare steps that the other services largely avoid or limit, even though they're all finding it increasingly difficult to attract the dwindling number of young people who can meet the military's physical, mental, and moral standards. Keith Peters reporting.
What would you name a snowplow? Every year, thousands of Minnesotans vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roads. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlowface, Scoop Dog, and Hans Snowlow. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will announce this year's winner next week. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.